Maseches Peah, Per Gimel, Mishnah, Dalad, 3-4. To understand this mission, you have to understand how onions grow. Onions are a biennial crop, B-I-E-N-N. Biennial means that the onion has a two-year cycle. Normally, we plant a certain crop in the same year that we harvest it, but onions are different. Onions in year one, you plant the seed, and the onion develops a small little plant, but basically it grows the bulb underground. And that bulb will act as like a battery pack, a store of energy, where in year two, out of that bulb will grow a new plant, and out of that plant from the top will be the little flowers that produce all the onion seeds. Meaning, after year one, there's no onion seeds, only after year two. So the normal thing to do is to plant onions, and after the first year, pluck out those nice big juicy bulbs before there's ever any seed-bearing flowers coming out of it. That's great. But if you want to get onion seeds so you can plant for the next year, you'll need to wait 2 years. Now, in the second year, you have onion seeds from the little flowers that come out of the onion bulb in the ground, but that onion bulb, which got very big, got depleted. It got, the juice got sucked out of it as the battery was used up to produce the nice big onion flower and all the onion seeds. So what's left in the ground is the mommy of those seeds, the ima, if you will, the mommy of the onion, but it's been depleted and is sort of like very undesirable to eat. So it's only ne'echal al yadeir chak. It's only edible in trying circumstances, meaning normally a person would not want to eat such an onion, the second year onion, because it's already kind of mushy and been depleted with nutrients and also doesn't taste and look and feel very good. The question is, therefore, if one does eat those imahos shel betzalim, those mother of onions, those second year large but depleted mushy and rather undesirable, untasty onions, does he treat that as a crop that needs to have pay or not? So the Mishnah says, ha'imahos shel betzalim, the mothers of the onions, meaning the second year onion bulb, chayavos bepeah. Yes, indeed, you must leave peah for them, even though they're nechal ayadir chak, even though they're rather undesirable. They're human food, and if you're eating them, you're eating them. They're food. But Rabbi Yossi, poter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they don't. They're not the kind of food people normally eat, and therefore they are not conforming to the requirement of ochel, one of the five requirements of for peah, and therefore they are exempt from peah. Halacha is, however, like the Tanakhama, that one must leave peah if he's eating his, harvesting his imahos shel betzalim. The mission continues, Malbanos habetzalim shebein hayerek. If you have patches, a malban in modern Hebrew is a rectangle, but its origins are from the square mold that one makes bricks in. So it's a malban. In any case, so one has a patch of onions, and between the one patch and another patch of onions, he has yirakot, he has vegetables. I don't know what, cabbage, parsley, whatever it is, growing there. So we had said previously in Mishnah 2:1 that if you have zera acher, a different kind of produce growing between two patches, then each patch has a separate peah. The thing is, here these yirakot don't have a din of peah at all. So the question is, by having a weird patch of some other greenery between your onions, do you look at the onions as one contiguous field with some imaginary interruption, so to speak, which you can discount, or no, since there's a real crop growing between the two patches, it's like two separate patches altogether, requiring two separate payas. And the Mishnah says, Malbanos habetzalim, if you have patches of onions, shebein hayarek, that are amongst the different patches of vegetables, Rabbi Yossi omer peya mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yossi says, each patch of greenery breaks up the patches of onions, so you have like many onion patches, each requiring its own peya. V'chacham omrim, the rabbis say, no, me'echad al hakol, we can discount the existence of the vegetables and leave one peah on the entire onion patch, even though it's not contiguous. We don't look at it as being zera acher, a different kind of crop, because that crop doesn't have peah, so it doesn't count in terms of the halachas of zera acher for peah. That's the halacha.